Damage Control, Now Biden Wishes Christians a Happy Easter. By Simon Kent on March 31, 2024. The White House moved Sunday to make public its best wishes for Christians in the wake of an earlier furor arising from President Joe Biden embracing March 31, 2024, which is Easter Sunday, as Transgender Day of Visibility. A statement from the White House was issued to that effect, saying the power of Christ's resurrection is honored in the observance of Easter. Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection. As we gather with loved ones, we remember Jesus' sacrifice. We pray for one another and cherish the blessing of the dawn of new possibilities. And with wars and conflict taking a toll on innocent lives around the world, we renew our commitment to work for peace, security, and dignity for all people. From our family to yours, Happy Easter and may God bless you. That announcement was quickly followed on social media with Biden using his personal POTUS account on X, formerly known as Twitter, to repeat the message. Biden's proclamation, issued on Good Friday, another sacred day for Christians, trumpeted transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation and called for the passage of the Equality Act, as Breitbart News reported. That law would codify Democrats' embrace of gender identity, the made-up concept that one can identify as a sex other than what they were born as and become that sex. Christians across the nation responded as Biden's declaration went viral as Republicans in Congress made plain their opposition. The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, posted on X. Banning sacred truth and tradition, while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people are taking note. Biden has posted an Easter message on Easter Day before, although previous statements were much shorter and seemingly boilerplate than his lengthy Transgender Day of Visibility missive, as Breitbart noted. The proclamation can be read in full here. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.